This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A senior U.S. official says the United States on Monday will sanction more than two dozen people and entities involved in Iran's nuclear missile and conventional arms programs. The move puts muscle behind U.N. sanctions on Tehran that Washington argues have resumed, despite the opposition of allies and adversaries. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the U.S. official said Iran could have enough material for a nuclear weapon by the end of the year, and that Tehran has resumed long-range missile cooperation with nuclear-armed North Korea. He did not provide detailed evidence. The new sanctions come a week after U.S. brokered deals for the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to normalize ties with Israel. Those are pacts that may draw together a wider coalition against Iran while appealing to pro-Israel U.S. voters ahead of the November 3rd election. A U.S. judge early Sunday blocked the Commerce Department from requiring Apple Incorporated and Alphabet Incorporated's Google search engine to remove Chinese-owned messaging app WeChat for downloads by late Sunday. U.S. Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler in San Francisco said in an order that WeChat users who filed a lawsuit have made a valid argument that the WeChat block is unconstitutional. On Friday, the Commerce Department had issued an order citing national security grounds to block the app from U.S. app stores owned by Tencent Holdings. The Justice Department urged Beeler not to block the order. The U.S. Commerce Department did not immediately comment on Beeler's decision. WeChat has had an average of 19 million daily active users in the United States. It's popular among Chinese students, Americans living in China, and some Americans who have personal or business relationships in China. VOA News. COVID-19 infections continue their rapid spread. The number of cases has surpassed 30.8 million worldwide. That's according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The United States remains the country with the most infections. Recent growths in U.S. cases in the Southwest and Midwest is being attributed to the reopening of schools and colleges. A four-day motorcycle rally has Missouri and other states bracing for an outbreak. Last year, over 100,000 people attended the Bike Fest Lake of the Ozarks event. The annual event in central Missouri began Wednesday. It ends today. The U.S. has nearly 6.8 million cases, Hopkins reported early on Sunday. India follows the U.S. with 5.4 million cases, and Brazil comes in third with 4.5 million infections, all according to Johns Hopkins University. The United States set a one-day record with over 1 million coronavirus diagnostic tests being performed, but the country needs 6 million to 10 million a day to bring outbreaks under control, according to various experts. The country performed 1,061,411 tests on Saturday. That's according to data from the COVID Tracking Project, a volunteer-run effort to track the outbreak. The U.S. tested on average 650,000 people a day in the week that ended September 13th, down from a peak in late July of over 800,000 a day. Since the start of the pandemic, testing shortages have hampered efforts to curb the spread of the virus. Once tested, people may have to wait up to 2 weeks to learn if they have the virus, which has killed nearly 200,000 Americans and infected more than 6.7 million. Italians are voting Sunday and Monday on whether to reduce the number of members in the country's parliament. The changes would cut the number of members of the Chamber of Deputies from 630 to 400 and the number of senators from 315 to 200. The referendum was delayed from its March 29th date because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Wearing masks and maintaining social distancing is mandatory in polling stations, and the results are expected late on Monday. Tropical storm Beta is making a slow crawl to the shores of Texas and Louisiana, casting worries about heavy rain, flooding, and storm surge across the Gulf Coast in the United States. The system is moving north at just 6 kilometers per hour and is expected to make landfall sometime on Monday. If Beta makes landfall, it will be the ninth named storm to hit the continental U.S. in 2020, tying a record set in 1916. 2020 is just the second time in history forecasters have had to resort to the Greek alphabet because they used up the 21 available storm names for the year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.